Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. 11 May, anniversary of the abduction of Naveed Butt. On Friday, 11 May, 2012, Naveed Butt, a devoted father of four children, was abducted in Lahore, Pakistan, while returning home after collecting his young children from school. Naveed was abducted by government security officials as witnessed by neighbors and family. Naveed was abducted after over a decade of fearless, tireless, and relentless efforts to establish the Second Khilafah Rashida in Pakistan. Naveed spoke the truth without fear. Naveed raised his voice against the betrayal of Kashmir, Palestine, Iraq, and Afghanistan. He raised his voice against surrender to the IMF, which destroyed the economy of Pakistan. He raised his voice against the spread of corrupt Western liberal values through the media and education policy. Naveed raised his voice for the truth, but the response of the tyrants was to silence him, even though speaking the truth is a Sharia obligation and a right for Muslims. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَلَا لَا يَمْنَعَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ رَهَبَةُ النَّاسِ أَنْ يَقُولَ بِحَقٍّ إِذَا رَآهُ أَوْ شَهِدَهُ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُقَرِّبُ مِنْ أَجْلٍ وَلَا يُبَاعِدُ مِنْ رِزْقٍ. Do not fear the people from speaking the truth when it is witnessed or seen, for it will neither shorten the lifespan nor cause loss in rizq. Ahmad. Then after long painful years of struggle, the relatives of Naveed succeeded in securing official acknowledgement of his enforced abduction. On 4 January 2018, Pakistan's Commission of Inquiry on Enforced Disappearances issued a production order regarding Naveed Butt, with reference number COLOED ID number 860P. The order states that, quote, on the basis of evidence collected during the proceedings of this case, it is suspected by the commission that missing person Naveed Butt was picked up by the personnel of secret establishment and is held in their legal detention. The commission is pleased to direct that Naveed Butt be produced before the commission. Despite this order, relatives and friends still have no knowledge of Naveed's whereabouts or well-being. It could be asked, why raise voices for Naveed alone and not others? In answer, it is for every relative and friend of each of the thousands of abducted in Pakistan to raise voices on their behalf. In this way, each good son and daughter will be known for their goodness, not merely as a name on a long list, exposing the evil of the rulers of Pakistan. Let these raised voices move from being a trickle to a raging flood that compels the reversal of this oppression, persecution, and hostility against the believers by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. Those who persecute the believers, men and women, and do not turn in repentance, will have the penalty of hell. They will have the penalty of the burning fire. Al-Buruj 10. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whosoever shows hostility to the awliya, allies of Allah, I announce war against him. Al-Bukhari. It could also be asked, why highlight the abduction of Naveed when it spreads fear of the tyrants? In answer, the brave stance against tyrants by a good believer is a reminder for other good Muslims to fear none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سيد الشهداء حمزة بن عبد المطلب ورجل قام إلى إمام جائر فأمره ونهاه فقتله. The Prince of Martyrs is Hamza, and the man who stood facing a tyrant ruler ordered him for good and forbade him from evil, and the ruler killed him. Reported by Al-Hakam. Indeed, before his abduction, Naveed carried a conviction that it requires only one or two martyrs to inspire Muslims of Pakistan to end their silent submission before tyrants. O Muslims of Pakistan, Naveed stood before tyrants for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must all do so. Our silence only ensures the continuity of oppression and a worsening of our situation in dunya and akhirah. We must raise our voices against the oppressors until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings oppression to the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And fear the fitna, affliction, which affects not only those of you who oppress. Know that Allah is severe in punishment. Al-Anfal 25. Indeed, the oppression of the tyrants is not limited to silencing those who raise their voices for truth. These tyrants prevented the mobilization of armed forces in support of Gaza for over 2 years. Then they joined the Board of Peace of Trump, which is a board to oversee the disarming of the resistance against the Jewish entity. These tyrants obeyed Trump when he ordered a ceasefire against India in May 2025, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted air superiority to the believers, after which the liberation of Kashmir was an inevitable matter. These tyrants abandoned the Muslims of Iran, the land of al-Bukhari and Muslim, when they were attacked by America and the Jewish entity. Then they mobilized to save Trump by working day and night to deceive Iran through negotiations. These tyrants obey the dictates of the American tool, the IMF, and unleash a flood of poverty and hardship, even though Pakistan has huge resources, including rare earth elements, REEs, and as their contribution to America's global war on Islam, these tyrants are allowing the spread of the corrupt Western values amongst the youth, as well as the spread of fornication and drug use within universities and colleges. O Muslims of the armed forces of Pakistan, you are the people of military power and protection. Currently, the tyrants exploit your strength for their tyranny. However, the Sharia obligation upon you is to seize the tyrants physically, as you are capable of doing so. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ النَّاسَ إِذَا رَأُوا الظَّالِمَ فَلَمْ يَأْخُذُوا عَلَى يَدِهِ أَوْشَكَ أَنْ يَعْمُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِعِقَابٍ. If the people witness an oppressor and they do not take him by his hands to prevent him, then they are close to Allah covering them all with punishment. Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, and Ibn Majah. Seize the tyrants and end their tyranny forever by granting Nusra, military support to Hizb al-Tahrir for the establishment of the Second Khilafah Rashida, relegated caliphate on the method of prophethood. Hashtag Free Naveed Butt, written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Mus'ab Umair, Wilaya, Pakistan.